We're going to be reading How to Hide an Octopus and Other Sea Creatures. Follow along in your book as I read out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready? How to Hide an Octopus and Other Sea Creatures by Ruth Heller. If you take a careful look, you'll see how creatures in this book are camouflaged and out of view, although they're right in front of you. As quick as a wink, it turns to pink or green or blue or any hue. And if you think that's not enough, its skin can turn from smooth to rough. This creature is an octopus and very often hides by changing to the color over which it glides. Its relative, the cuttlefish, could do the same if he should wish. The stripes that he is sporting show that he's been courting, but he can make them fade away, slowly or without delay. The sargassum fish, grotesque at best, looks just like its seaweed nest. The giant red sea dragon is the most bizarre of all the creatures seen so far, with ribbons of skin that grow from its chin and from its belly and back. They spread from its head and trail from its tail, and it's easy to see why its enemies fail to find where it feeds, among the red weeds. The shrimp fish hides and lives and dines head down among the urchin's spines. Heads up, the pipefish like to play, and with the grasses drift and sway. The butterfly fish has been designed to make it very hard to find. The decorator crab is drab and will not rest until it's dressed. So it proceeds to don some weeds and barnacles and sponge, you see, and even an anemone. And that's the end of How to Hide an Octopus and Other Sea Creatures.